Would you be so forgiving if Lodge attacked your family members? That's from Anthony. Well, the fact on that, Anthony, is that there's only one family who he did attack. So, I mean, I'm not sure that that's relevant.
Yeah, no.
He did do his time. Others suggest it wasn't enough. I would think that being kicked out of the NRL for that period of time and then being welcomed back. And remember, Wayne Bennett welcomed him back, not because he wanted, well, he did want the player, but he also needed to see a change in the person.
Yeah.
And the change in the person happened.
We've now got three pretty good judges of character. Actually, I'll say four. I'd say Nathan Brown's a good judge of character too. We've got Nathan Brown, Wayne Bennett, Nick Politis, and Robinson, Trent Robinson, have all obviously seen something in him that makes them think that he's a fit for their club. So if they're willing to back him, I will too.
Am I right in saying that, remember when Lodge was in line to captain the Broncos?
Yes.
And that was Anthony Seibold as the coach. So there's another one.
Yep.
Everyone who listens to 1170 SEN is aware of how thoughtful Anthony Seibold is on the game of rugby league. 1300 01 1170, McDonald Jones open line. Let's get to John. He's on the line. G'day, John.
Morning, Jimmy. Good morning, James. How are you, boys?
Good, John.
Nice and cold down here in Melbourne today. Jimmy, what you said before about discipline, about training, like I'm just been in the gym for an hour and a half. Routine. We both went to boarding school, all that sort of stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, James, I can understand where you're coming from with being a bit lost. I still do it, and I'm 50 plus at the moment, still do the same routine I've done for 25 years, I guess.
So, yeah, nice.
Yeah, but, there you go. Yeah.
But just on the Matt Lodge thing,
yep.
I think probably coming to a club like the Roosters, I'm not going to say the Roosters are better than any other club, but Trent Robinson's such a great man. Jimmy, you and I both know him personally. I think he may be able to change Matt Lodge a little bit. I think it's actually a really good thing that he's come into the club. You know, I always believe in giving a second chance to somebody. Maybe Matt Lodge is on his third chance at the moment.
Yeah.
But you've got to give somebody some cut and some give. Right? Yes, it's going to be very beneficial to the Roosters. And, you know, it hurts me a little bit. But I think you've just got to back good culture. And I think Trent Robinson and Nick Politis provide a good culture for the team.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for him to come.
Yeah, good on you, John. I think that's echoing the sentiments that I express. And because it's really, can you imagine the conversation that Trent Robinson and Joe Kelly, the CEO, and Nick Politis have with Matt Lodge? Hey, mate, welcome to the club. We really want you to do this. And if you do anything other than this, we'll get rid of you, mate.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I the fact that Trent Robinson is backing him is enough for me.
There we go. Keep them coming. Uh-oh, here we go. Hey, Trev.
G'day, Jimmy. Geez, you cracked a few funnies there before, Jimmy. You're on fire. Like, not used to. Usually you're trying to crack funnies and it just falls over, but you're actually on a bit of fire there, Jimmy.
Hey, listen, pal, you get to your point on this call when you're out of here, all right?
Matt Lodge, a couple of weeks ago, the Roosters were squeezing players out because of the salary cap. Having Matt Lodge work for City Ford, how do you get Lodge in there? Like, come on.
I've already explained it. And remember, there's no transparency on this, Trev. Ronald Volkman and Freddie Lussick.
Yeah, but this is where the NRL need to step in.
They have. They've valued him at $20,000 a game. You know what you're upset with, Trev? You're upset that the Parramatta Eels didn't sign him. Maybe, just maybe, hear me out here, Trev, that he didn't want to go to the Parramatta Eels.
Well, how can you not want to go to the Parramatta Eels? you probably got your James Hardy jersey on now. After a couple of weeks ago.
Thank you, Trev. I think I'm not sure you even had an argument. It had lots of holes in it, whatever that was about. But look, in the absence of transparency, we say it all the time. How do we know?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Yeah.
In this salary cap era, we know in the USA exactly what every player is getting paid. You can go to the websites and they'll tell you what they're...
Would you prefer that in the NRL?
100%. Full transparency? Full transparency. And everyone says, well, what about what you earn? It's irrelevant. I'm not working in a salary cap environment.
Yeah. I've spoken to a few players as well over the years, and they reckon what's reported in the media as their salary is so far off the mark.
Yeah.
They reckon they usually... whatever's reported in papers, they usually overshoot it by 20%.
Overshoot? Okay, yeah. So I'm not saying all managers, but some would say when they ask, oh, how'd you go? Did you get that deal? Oh, yeah, I got him 600. And everyone will go, wow, that manager got that guy 600.
So it's the managers. Yeah, there you go.
Well, you don't say, oh, yeah, I sold him at rock bottom.
Yeah.
Like, that's not the manager's
job. Oh, yeah, I sold
Matt
Burton to the Bulldogs at 300.
Yeah. So all the clubs are trying to say, yeah, we got him at this price. And all the managers say, no, they got him at this price.
Gotcha.
And if you're a journalist and
makes
you want to keep getting information, you've got to keep talking to the managers.
There you go. I'm learning this morning.
So you're right, the higher one. Chris is on the line. G'day, Chris.
G'day, guys. James, I rang you earlier this year about the Davida Pangai situation at Penrith, how he appeared in he didn't appear in that many games at all, but his little cameo for Penrith before he went off to the Bulldogs, and you said it wasn't a good look.
Yeah.
At the time. Remember that?
And
I agree. And I think this is a terrible look for Lee. You know what my problem is with it, Jimmy? If they want to sign this guy, I don't want to see these players from this, either who have left clubs or they're in teams who aren't going to make the eight, suddenly appear with a premiership-winning team. I'm not saying the Roosters are a premiership-winning team, but I don't want to see it. I think the Roosters, if they want him, they've got to actually contract him for next year. This guy is being rewarded for abandoning his club, hanging around, knowing that a club with a prospect of winning the competition will pick him up. And how many other players are out there doing the same? And how many other teams are thinking now, okay, well, we just want this player for 3 or 4 weeks? My idea is the league has to say to the Roosters, if you want him, you sign him. And you don't sign him for 4 games, you sign him for at least a year.
No, I disagree with that, Chris. Davida Pangai Jr. is the classic example. Davida Pangai Jr. signed with the Panthers when he had already signed. So the Panthers signing happened after he'd signed with the Bulldogs.
It was
literally the little cameo. And unfortunately, he was injured, for Tavita's point of view, to play in the final. But everyone will tell you that he was vital in their victory over the Storm in the prelim, that they don't make it through to that game. You speak to anyone at Penrith about that, and they talk about it. Now, is that right?
I don't like that one. Yeah, the fact that he came right in before semis into a premiership contender, it felt a little bit unfair. The Roosters one, I'm still not convinced that they won't be premiership threats as well. I still think they've got the squad. I know they've been disappointing, but I still think they've got the squad. At least this one's a bit further out, though. It doesn't feel like they've shipped him in purely for the semi-finals.
It will when he doesn't play till round 20.
Yeah.
That's what it'll feel like.
Yeah.
You know, it'll all happen behind the scenes. I will say this. The Roosters aren't a premiership threat.
You don't think so?
Oh, they can make the finals, but if you don't finish top four, if you don't finish top three, history says you don't win.
Yeah.
So
have you got a race in two?
I will answer that after this very short break.